you've come on a very special Sunday where you'll have the honor of witnessing some of the baptisms taking place over the 3 hours of worship today. And as an introduction, let's ask the question, what is baptism? Well, the answer, of course, starts with Jesus. Jesus, who commands that his followers be baptized. Jesus commanded his very first followers to be baptized, and then he instructed those first followers to tell each person that they came into contact with, each person to be baptized who believes in Jesus and has received new life in his name. Jesus gives this command in Matthew chapter 28, where he says this to his followers, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." So, what is baptism? Baptism is a command of Christ. A command that you may be asking yourself, why? Why does Jesus command his followers to be baptized? Well, one reason Jesus commands his followers to be baptized is because he knows we need it. Jesus knows that we need physical markers for the important events of our lives. Jesus knows that we need outward signs of inward spiritual realities. Jesus, of course, does this with the bread and cup of communion. Instead of just telling me to remember his death in a personal way, instead of just telling me to personally partake of his sacrifice, instead of just telling me to fill myself with his being, Jesus gives the powerful symbols of bread and the cup so that I can have that physically illustrated for me in an unforgettable and tangible way. And Jesus uses baptism in the same way. Jesus gives me baptism as a physical sign of the inward spiritual reality that I have been raised to a new life and I become a new person through Jesus and his love and his forgiveness in my life. Each person who is baptized today is lowered into the water and then raised up out of the water in order to symbolize the biblical truth that when a person follows Jesus, that person is resurrected to new life. And you will hear this new life described in the testimonies of those who are being baptized today. You will hear how they were buried in guilt, but how Jesus raised them up so that they are totally clean and forgiven through his unconditional love. You'll hear how they were buried in fear, but how Jesus has raised them up in freedom and joy. You'll hear how they were buried dead to God, but how in Jesus they are raised as loved children of the Heavenly Father. Jesus knows that I need an outward sign to demonstrate the spiritual reality that I am new and I am raised as a new person in him. And Jesus knows that I need an outward sign that he is committed to me, that he is committed to me even when I fail, even when I fall. Baptism in that way is like a wedding ring. At a wedding, a couple gives each other rings to symbolize their commitment to each other. In success, in times of failure, in good times, and in hard times. And during those hard times, a couple might look at their wedding rings to take comfort in that sign of their mutual commitment. In the same way, Jesus gives me baptism as a sign of his forever commitment to me, a forever commitment to forgive me unconditionally again and again and again, because I will need it. So what is baptism? First, baptism is a command of Christ. Secondly, baptism is an outward sign of an inward spiritual reality. And finally, baptism is my public declaration of where I stand with Jesus. Jesus does not take anonymous followers. Jesus does not take anyone who is ashamed of him or is ashamed to stand in public with him. And so in baptism, Jesus calls his followers to a public demonstration of where they stand with him. Baptism must be public, which means that you cannot baptize yourself in the dark, in a hot tub, on your deck. Jesus calls me to come into the light and make a public stand for Jesus. And that is what you're going to see today. You will see men and women of all walks of life who are making a public stand of where they stand with Jesus. They will stand in the bright lights before hundreds of people. And in this baptism, they signal to everyone on earth, and they signal to everyone in heaven and hell where they stand with Jesus. Did you hear what happened last Sunday? Last Sunday, something happened in Russia that caused an earthquake 3,000 miles away in Mexico. A World Cup soccer match was played in Russia between Germany and Mexico. And millions of Mexicans were watching this game, not in Russia, but 3,000 miles away in Mexico by satellite. And when Mexico scored the winning goal, 3,000 miles away, so many people jumped for joy that it caused a minor earthquake in Mexico City. And I tell you that all the eyes of heaven are watching what's happening in this hour. All the eyes of heaven are on each person who is baptized today. Heaven is watching. And for each baptism here in this place today, there is an earthquake of joy in heaven. Amen. What is baptism? Baptism is a command of Christ. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward spiritual reality. And baptism is my public declaration of where I stand with Jesus. So as you witness these baptisms, would you just be listening to Jesus as he speaks to you regarding your relationship with him? And as each person comes out of the water, let's celebrate their decision along with the earthquake of joy that is taking place in heaven.
We want to thank you for watching and listening to our sermons online. And we hope that you will be inspired to live more like Jesus through these. Please check out blackrock.org for more information about our church. Know that you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And also know that you can give to BlackRock and to our ministry through PushPay, through our mobile app, and on our website. Your donations and your support of our ministry allows us to have these videos online and for us to impact our community.